Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. Bill Michaels coming up at 10. 10:35, I'm talking to Bill. About what? God only knows.
Is Bill in today? I'm so confused.
Bill is back, baby.
But then he's off tomorrow, right? Because I'm in for Bill.
Yeah, what's he up to?
Well, I know that he's got a bunch of vacation time. But I just didn't know.
So why didn't he just make it a long weekend?
Yeah, I don't get why he's coming back for one day. That's why I was confused. Sparky's out. Tim Allen is on the big show.
Yeah.
All right.
You and I holding it down.
I know we're going to talk about some golf right now, but ESPN, Greeny show's on right now. I don't care. What's it called? Get Up is the name of it. Diana Russini's on here, and I'm in love with her. Bad news. She's getting married. She got engaged, I saw last week.
You had your chance.
I did. I love her. And I love my wife as well. I was hoping to maybe have both of them. But she's on the show right now. They're giving the Packers a 43% chance to make the playoffs. ESPN put their data together. They're saying they're going to finish ninth overall in the NFC.
With seven teams?
Yeah, 43% chance to make the playoffs. That's ESPN's headline right now. And we got Foxworth's on there, Greeny. Diana looks just tremendous today. And then who's the one guy? He stunk in the pros. Ryan, he didn't stink, but like he's not good enough to be telling Aaron Rodgers how to act. I can't think of his name right
Ryan
now.
Ryan Clark?
Maybe Ryan Clark. They're all giving the Packers a 43% chance to make the playoffs. So regression in the air in Green Bay. There's my show tomorrow.
So they probably like the Saints, Atlanta, Tampa, Dallas, Vikings.
They haven't hit that yet. They're just ripping the Packers, I'm assuming. I have it on mute right now.
Well, they did get worse. I mean, they did get worse.
They just showed two receptions from MVS. I believe those were the only two balls that he caught in 2019. Kidding. He caught like 20 of them.
Well, not after week 8. Remember, he had like 6 catches in a game, and then I don't think he had 6 targets after Halloween.
Sorry, I'm not listening. I think Diana has a photo at her house of her and her fiance. I'm trying to figure out how good looking this guy is and what he does for a living. I thought she was dating PFT. Whatever the hell the dude's name is from Barstool.
Really?
They're always like hanging out together.
Well, I think they're both, I don't know.
Yeah, boys and girls could be friends. I get it. I tell my kid this in school all the time. You can be friends with girls.
I thought you were going to bring this up, so I will, because I went to Twitter and I posted just a picture of the match, and I said, hey, who do you want to see in the next match? You know, groundbreaking topic that we have here.
Nobody's done it yet.
Nobody's done it yet.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of the answers that I'm going to read, I ripped off from another show. So stick around. But ESPN, so there's been certain things that have worked and certain things that haven't worked in these last 2 months sports-wise. Horse. Remember that? Remember when a bunch of people played horse?
Yeah.
Didn't work. Bad. The match. Worked. Good. Esports. Athletes playing NBA 2K against each other.
I never want to see that again. Leave that.
Didn't work.
Yeah, no.
Bad. I just saw this. ESPN. I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
The four-letter network, sir.
Oh, my God. I actually said them out loud.
Shame you.
Oh my God. I don't think people know this, but it is a station mandate to always call ESPN the four-letter network.
Thank you.
We can't say out loud ESPN. We have to pretend that a network that has been influential in sports programming and around for 40 years doesn't exist.
We'll forgive ESPN. You this one time.
Oh, I said it again. Oh, God. So here's what they have Saturday. Saturday at 11. They just announced this.
Okay, let me get my phone ready. Let's go.
Get ready for our first ever Peloton All-Star Ride.
Stop.
Golfers, Olympians, NCAA champions, and more will battle it out this Saturday at noon Eastern. So on Saturday at noon Eastern, can I just say something real quick?
Yeah.
We need sports back so bad.
Say that again. Are you joking right now? I did not see this.
No, they just tweeted it.
Okay. So breaking news.
So it's eight women.
Yeah.
And eight men competing on a stationary bike race. Included in this race will be golfers Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas,
okay,
Bubba Watson.
Bubba's doing this crap?
Yeah.
Really? I may tune in then.
Yeah, actually.
Who are the females? Let's get to the...
I don't know any of them.
All right.
I feel like I should know who Dawn Staley is.
Deuce Staley's wife. Is Anna Kournikova in this event?
No.
Is Allie Reisman or Rose... Remember the gymnast? Love her.
Allie Felix?
Don't know her. Should I?
Monica Puig?
Oh, Yassel's wife.
Colleen Quigley?
No relation to Allie that I know of.
All right, but then the rest of the men are Kyle Rudolph.
Oh, did you know that he's actually putting on a concert back in his hometown? Did you know that, though? Darius Rucker's playing it. Huge.
What high school is that?
I don't know. I don't remember. I think Bill went there. What else happened? Who else we got?
Booger McFarland?
Yes! Didn't he get fired?
Oh, he got reassigned.
So what's his new role with ESPN?
To be in the Peloton All-Star Ride.
See, I don't care what you guys say. I like Booger. I didn't love Booger on Monday Night Football, but like when he used to go back on SVP and just talk SEC football, I could listen to Booger. He knows the game. You know, he's not built for Monday Night Football. I will watch him on the... It's pretty sad that he's getting active working and I'm too busy drinking Coors Lights and eating pizza every other day. But go on.
Gordon Hayward?
Really?
And your boy...
So they found those boring athletes.
Your boy who has maybe 2% of the talent as you, and that's probably an overstatement.
Gelb.
But has a junior at the end of his name. Mike Golic Jr.
Oh, God. He's in this? He's everywhere. ESPN loves the Golic family. There's like 40 of them. The daughter's got
it. Four-letter network.
Whatever. Well, that sounds awful, and what makes it, like, okay, I would watch that if you got, like, Tiger, OJ, Ray Lewis, Reggie Bush, who says that college football's doomed, Matt Leinart. Give me some, like, personalities. You just named the most boring people in all pro sports.
What do you mean? Justin Thomas is funny? Called Charles Barkley a fat ass.
Yeah, on accident. That was actually the best part of the event. I don't care what anybody says. That was not meant to happen. Were they trying to play it off like that was meant to happen, like they were just doing a little... friendly trash talking, because he was definitely ripping Charles Barkley.
I actually didn't see that part, so I'm trying to...
Oh, okay. You're just...
not. I'm trying to have the conversation with you, but admit that I didn't see it.
Oh, well,
you know what? Actually, I'm not sure. Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah, I'm not sure.
What happened was pretty much he made a comment, and he was like, I'd like to see Charles fat ass try to dunk a basketball or something.
Oh,
like
I remember
that.
I remember that.
And then Barkley was like, hey.
It was whole 12... Five was what hole was that again, Ryan?
Somewhere between 1 and 18.
As a friend telling me it was on the 19th.
Yeah, you missed it. I think that the trash talking was my favorite part. And what was better than that was just the Eli remarks that kept being made towards Brady. You know, or he Brady made it towards Peyton. He was like, Eli would have sunk that.
Yeah, and then Brady says he's still afraid of the Eagles, but not the Falcons.
Yeah, and he said, he's like, yeah, you only show up at the end or something, or you only show up in the fourth quarter, kind of like Eli. I thought that was a good comment, too.
Oh, God, Eli Manning's on Twitter.
Yeah, you don't like Eli. I do, right?
No, Eli Manning joins Twitter, and he's trying to be, like, the most – it's too branded. Eli Manning's on Twitter, but it's too – his tweets are too branded.
See, I like Eli more than I like Peyton. I think that Peyton is like the goody two shoes. I mean, kind of. But he's like the teacher's pet. Whereas Eli was suspended for games when he was at Ole Miss for drinking. I love that story that Brett Favre tells when they're at a bar and Eli's like 18 at the time and Favre sneaks him in the bar and he's getting him booze. Like, Eli seems like a cool dude. You always see these videos. He's out slamming beer. He's got a beer guy in every NFL stadium. He's doing karaoke. He seems fun to hang out with. Whereas Peyton, like, seems like he's cool, but I bet you he's not. I like Eli a lot.
Eli Manning joins Twitter. Basically, he got paid by Frank's Red Hot to do it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's some Eli tweets.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Eli Manning. If this rain delay had gone any longer, I was going to join TikTok. 54,000 likes. Tweet, birdie time. 34,000 likes. Is it normal to finish an entire bottle of Frank's Red Hot in 5 holes? Asking for a friend. What?
Love it.
25,000 likes.
Gold, Bart. Hashtag gold.
A day like today makes me excited for golf to come back.
More
8,000 likes.
Yes.
All jokes aside, this is good stuff. Congrats. 28,000 likes.
Yeah. More Eli, less Peyton.
Dude, I got to be honest with you. And maybe I know he's listening because he lives in the area now. JJ Watt, it's okay to say no to something.
What did he do? I actually, so you know how you can mute people? I have JJ Watt. Just his name on mute.
Oh,
I know. So, him and Russell Wilson, I know. Wisconsin legends.
Well, they were both on the match.
We like them more than our own guys.
And every time that there's an event and they show tweets, it could be the NBA draft, it could be the horse competition, it was this match. There's always, JJ's always tweeting about it, and people always show JJ's tweet, and then they had him on, and then he's in some Subway commercial, and then I'm like, I need to get away from JJ Watt. I'm going to watch the Coca-Cola 600. And then there's a commercial for something called Ultimate Tag that the Watt brothers are hosting.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Dude is everywhere.
Bro, yeah, you're trying to get away from him. You turn on NASCAR and boom, just like that, he's in Kurt Busch's car with him.
Like, say no to something. It's like the only thing J.J. Watt's ever said no to is coming on this show.
What has he ever won? No, we can get you on. I can get JJ. You want to talk about, protein shakes and saving the environment? I'll get you JJ Watt.
Yeah, I do want JJ. I want to ask JJ Watt.
JJ.
When there's an event, do you know that as soon as you tweet something, your tweet will be on TV?
Because
I used to get excited when, like, if I would tweet at the big show.
Yeah.
And then they'd read my tweet. That excited me. But J.J. Watt, the Masters, NCAA, the Super Bowl.
He's a sports fan, though.
Well, let's look at a tweet from J.J. Watt. The United States has killed Osama bin Laden. Check out this tweet from J.J. Watt. Hell yeah, we got him. Hashtag America. Flag, flag, flag.
That always reminds me of that Dave Chappelle skit where he's talking about, like, MTV News back in the day. Like, it'd be breaking news and Kurt Loder would come in and he'd be like, 9/11 has happened. Let's go live to Ja Rule. He's like, ow, Ja Rule. Who cares what Ja has to say? That always reminds me. That's what MTV would do, though. And there was a bombing here. Let's go live out to Bono from U2. Like, what? Who cares what he has to say?
That's breaking news. The United States has landed the first man on Mars. What an incredible accomplishment.
Let's go live to Jamiroquai.
he tweets, this is some virtual insanity in real life. J.J. Watt tweets, wow, this is awesome. Wish I could be to the moon or the Mars someday. Still have to get to a Super Bowl first.
All right, let's do this. Top five.
Peyton Manning says, oh, man, the last time I saw something this red was a bottle of Frank's Red Hot.
Boom. that's good branding right there. What we should do, we got top five Fridays, you know, and we did top five athletes last Friday. We actually remembered to do it, which was huge.
Huge for the brand.
We did top five athletes that need to shut the hell up. We should do top five athletes that you wish would go away. Not because, like, they're, like, tweeting anything political or about, you know.
Oh, yeah, I should have said J.J. Watt.
Yeah, we didn't even think of him. Russell Wilson is up there for me, too. Like, oh, they had he was on the golf broadcast, too.
Him and J.J.
Yeah, he really brought nothing to the broadcast, to be quite honest with you.
Well, he gave away 300,000 meals.
Well, yeah, he did. Well, no, right. See, we got to be easy on these guys because J.J. Watt does a lot. He does a lot for people. But
look, I don't have a problem, but with the only problem I have with J.J. Watt is every time I watch an event on TV, they show his tweet.
J.J. Watt's the prime example of when you get in the biz and you're like, I can't stand this guy. He sucks. But if I ever get the opportunity to be in the same room as J.J. Watt, I will sprint there. And I'll be like, oh, hi, J.J., big fan, man. Hey, what do you do for those biceps, bro? Why are you always hurt every year?
And he hosted SNL.
Yeah.
J.J., and he hosts a show called Ultimate Tag.
Which, yeah, like, so I'd want J.J. to go away. I'd want Russell Wilson to go. Not, like, go away, just off of Twitter and, like, off of every sports broadcast. LeBron's up there. I know everybody loves LeBron, and I'll get killed for this because one time I said LeBron gets anything he wants. Remember when I didn't realize how many LeBron fanboys were in Milwaukee. You know, sorry, I'm Team Giannis, not Team LeBron. But I wish he would go away, too. Every event, the Super Bowl, I don't need live tweets from LeBron James. Like, I think it's cool that these guys watch other sports, but come on now, ESPN. I don't care what LeBron James thinks about the...
Yeah, I don't like when they show tweets on a TV broadcast.
Me either.
I mean, I know I'm about to read tweets, so I'm about to do the thing that I'm railing against.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I don't like to think that Twitter's actually real.
I call Facebook the dark web. Like yesterday,
Facebook is trash.
I surfed the dark web yesterday, and it's the worst. It is. Facebook is the... I forget how bad Facebook is until I get on Facebook. By the way, everybody should check out our Facebook page at 105.7 FM, The Fan, where we'll continue to produce great content. But as far as personal pages,
okay.
No thanks.
Now you got me on something. We're in a stage where, like, you and I are broadcasting right now through a traditional medium. We have the radio platform to be on. And so people are listening to that, and that's awesome. And there used to not be enough. There's a lot of people that are worthy of this platform, but there wasn't enough room for them. Well, now there is, with like podcasts and stuff. And so there's content everywhere. But not everybody is worthy for a platform. Some people, you know, that drunk at the end of the bar who's ranting, raving conspiracy theories?
Yeah, Uncle Mike.
Well, Uncle Mike now has a platform. So normally you're just like, oh, Uncle Mike, shut the hell up, you crazy man. Now Uncle Mike puts it on Facebook, turns into, hey, did you see what I saw on the internet? Turns it into, you know, everybody thinks that the pyramids were built by mole people.
By what?
Or for like 20 years we thought that, I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on.
All right, so pretty much what I've came to the conclusion here. I want J.J. Watt and Russell Wilson to go away, even though you guys like them more than Aaron Rodgers. 414-799-1250.
So who do you want to see in the next match?
Yeah,
Tiger and Phil. I'd like to see J.J. Watt and Russell Wilson.
Okay. give me, who would I want out there?
You know what the best suggestion I've seen yet, and I don't know if this can be topped, is Tiger and Phil.
Yeah.
Obama and Trump.
God, I'd pay. I'd pay.
How much would you pay for that?
Honestly, 500.
To watch Tiger and Phil golf with Trump and Obama.
I got a better one.
I would pay a lot of money.
I want Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods against Phil Mickelson and Isaiah Thomas.
Oh,
make that happen. There's some audio, and we'll get to this tomorrow because we got more stuff to talk about. But MJ just talking about how he wouldn't play on the Dream Team if Isaiah was on the team. Those guys really do hate each other, and that's carried over. I would love to see that rivalry. I'm like, because sports rivalries, like Brady and Manning, it's fun, but they respect each other. They don't, like, I think that there's more to it. Remember when Brady's emails were hacked, and like three of them were about Peyton Manning and how Yeah, Peyton was the more decorated quarterback coming out of college, but I got more Super Bowl rings and I'll play longer. I remember being like, woo, there's some heat there. But those guys, they like each other. They respect each other. I want to see rivals that, like, hate each other. You know, even, like, Karl Malone and Dennis Rodman, that rivalry in the NBA Finals, I was all in on that. I remember growing up thinking, man, these guys really hate each other. This isn't just for show. But then 2 weeks later, they're in a WCW pay-per-view, you know, making a bunch of money together. Same thing with Holyfield. Like, anytime that there's these big boxing matches, like Conor McGregor and...
Yeah, I don't want to see Tyson and Holyfield now fight as friends.
No, because they're buddies. Right, right.
And it's 55 years old.
Right, and we always make big deals about, like, Conor McGregor and these rivals. It's all about money, and it's all about putting on a show, and it's all about, you know, at the weigh-ins, getting in a fight, because that increases those pay-per-view buys. That's why I want to see Khabib and McGregor, because Khabib's the best fighter on the planet, and those guys actually hate each other. They don't like each other. But, like, I don't want to see Mayweather and McGregor pretend to hate each other for 6 months, and then after we pay $150 for the fight and they take in $50 million a piece, they're hugging it out and rolling to Vegas parties together because they just made a killing ripping us all off. I want to see guys that really hate each other. So give me Isaiah Thomas, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson. Because Tiger and Phil, I know that it's like a buddy-buddy rivalry. They don't like each other either. I promise you that.
What do you mean? They seem to be friends.
I don't think that. I think that they put on a show, but I get Tiger's.
So I like when Phil talks and Tiger just looks at the camera like, God, this guy won't shut the
up.
Hell up.
Yeah, won't shut up. Exactly. But no, I think Tiger is Michael Jordan, where, but he's like a little bit nicer. But
so
I
who's
think,
Phil?
Charles Barkley.
Yeah, Barkley and Jordan should golf. Why? So Jordan's mad at Barkley. They were friends for so long, and then Barkley said he runs the Bobcats like an idiot.
And so now Jordan hates him.
Yeah, Jordan's got to get over that.
I know. I want those two to get along again because I do like Charles Barkley. So, yeah, give me – I would do Chuck and MJ. There's another one. Give me Scotty and Michael now. Scotty's pissed about how he was portrayed in the Last Dance documentary. So give me Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan out there would be fun. Horace Grant and Michael Jordan. Pretty much what we're going to go back to is give me anybody and Michael Jordan.
Scotty can't be mad. Jordan in the doc said there's no MJ without Scotty.
Yeah, but Scotty, I mean – it kind of made him seem selfish when he was making $1 million and Tony Kukoc was making $4 million. Ron Harper was making $4 million that year. And here's Scottie Pippen.
Well, Scottie's a top 50 player of all time. And he's making less money than Steve Kerr.
Yeah, he was having a sling Zippin, which was like a Capri Sun drink. I remember I had it in the sixth grade and it tasted like pee, but I got it just because Scottie Pippen's name was on it. Remember those commercials? Scottie Pippen like Zippin.
Have you ever been on the Zippin Pippin at Bay Beach in Green Bay?
No, I have not. But I mean, I know, but I don't go on rides, though. I don't do rides.
No, rides are terrible.
No, my kid.
I'm already on a roller coaster. It's called my life.
Yeah, my kid's six. He's been on a roller coaster, and I have not.
I'm enjoying our little amateur hour comedy routine here.
Oh, yeah, I like it. Hey, by the way, sports, 414-799-1250. Why are they the best?
Let's see. This tweet says Joe Exotic and Carol Baskins. So that's a reference a month too late. Good one. My dad says Steph Curry and Aaron Rodgers should be in the next match.
So I said get Brady off the course. Give us Aaron Rodgers because A, he's good, and I think he'd be more entertaining. I'd be like, Aaron, what are your thoughts on UFOs on the back nine? You know, because he's a weird dude. Like if you listen to his podcast, he doesn't really like to talk about football, but he'll talk UFOs and believing in God.
What about Bill Murray and Kevin Costner?
Oh, I actually started the show today, just the pregame show. I started the pregame show today begging for Bill Murray to go away forever. And I like Bill Murray, the person. Every sporting event, I don't need his take. It was unbearable, the World Series with the Cubs, when they won it. Just all the Bill Murray that we had for 4 months after that. He was on SportsCenter. He was on CBS Sports. I don't need Bill Murray anymore in my life.
You know, I agree. Like everybody loves Paul Rudd, but he's a Chiefs fan. And so he was there at the Super Bowl.
I didn't even know Paul Rudd was a Chiefs fan. So I want to compare that to Bill Murray.
And then how many times I've seen Eric Stonestreet more in as a Chiefs fan than I've seen him on Modern Family.
Yeah.
The guy that plays Cam.
Yeah, I was going to say I don't know who that is, but now I do.
He's everywhere. The Super Bowl happens, these celebrities just get to be there. Like Matthew McConaughey, actually though, he is a professor at Texas. He does teach a class.
Yeah, and I like him at the Texas games. I'm a big fan ever since McConaughey was arrested at his house for being naked, playing the bongos, smoking a joint. Big fan of his.
Hmm.
He told the story on Howard Stern.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Craig says, I'd like to see John from Franklin golf against Rick in Oshkosh.
Okay, we could probably maybe make that happen. Maybe. No promises.
You can't compare those two guys.
That should be what we do tomorrow. Well, actually, I'm not on Wednesday or Thursday, whatever today is. We should do foursomes of callers. Like, who would you want to play with? You get three callers. We could do that, too. Who are some other guys, though, that you'd actually want to see? I don't want to see any hockey players. Baseball. Ooh, baseball. Give me Pete Rose.
Well, I think the thing that worked about the match was because they did the golfers last week, and I'm so glad these guys were in carts and we didn't have to watch them walk. I still don't know why Dustin and Rory used carts or didn't use carts last week.
Yeah.
So last week it was Rory, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Matthew Wolf. That drew 2.3 million viewers. And then this week it was Tiger, Peyton, Phil, and Tom, and that drew 5.8 million viewers. And there's a suggestion we'll have like Dustin and Rory team up against Tiger and Phil, some of the newer blood, and then some of the more veteran guys. But I don't think that pops as much. I think the great thing about this was you had two guys at the top in their sport against two other guys at the top in their sport. And Peyton Manning, dude, Peyton is a really good golfer.
Yeah, he's way too good.
And then Tom Brady, he was like all of us, and then he makes his incredible shot for Eagle and then had some other decent shots throughout. So to see those guys in this environment and to see the four guys together, I think was part of the allure of it. You need two cross sport guys again with Tiger and Phil, and I think that's how you get it. I don't know that you find a pairing, a foursome, as good or as powerful as this one would be. Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love was a suggestion. That would be funny for us.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think they nailed it with this one. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, the NBA pretty much has one chance to nail their return, and that could be at Disneyland. Disney World, there's a difference. Land's in California, World's in Florida. I'm 36 years old, and I still can't remember that. But Keith Smith wrote an article for Yahoo about a month and a half ago, and he said, you know what? The NBA should play at Disney. And then the NBA is like, you know what? That's a good article. We should play at Disney. And now it may happen. We'll talk to Keith Smith about the specifics on that. Where would they stay? What kind of courts are available? What about testing? All that kind of stuff coming up here. Keith Smith, Yahoo Sports, in just a couple of minutes. Guys, my friends at Window Select, they are able to come on to the house. They're able to do the at-home estimates. They're able to figure out how much you want when it comes to windows and siding and doors. And they're able to do some incredible deals to do that as well. We've been staring a lot through our windows one way last couple of months. And now you guys are out. You're out and about a little more. You're seeing the other side of the windows. Go for a walk. Next time you go for a walk, look around the neighborhood and look at the windows on different houses. And you'll realize that there's a lot of windows that could be in need of some window select. Are yours one of them? Do you want higher quality windows? Do you want more energy efficient windows? Do you want windows that are going to help your house make look better, I should say? Siding, windows, doors, all of these replacements available. Windowselect.com, windowselect.com, 262-703-3500. So these guys are local. They'll come on out. They're right down the road. But then also there's some incredible deals right now. First of all, they come and do the at-home estimate, no charge. Then it's buy one, get one on the products, and no payments of any kind until 2021. You don't have to make a payment until 2021. That's Window Select. Check them out. Windowselect.com, 262-703-3500. Windowselect.com. Will we see the NBA at Disney? Keith Smith joins us next on The Fan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez in upstate New York. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo rang the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange about a half an hour ago. In-person trading has just gotten underway for the first time in 2 months. WCBS-TV's Christine Johnson.
Masks are required at all times. Inside, elevators have a two-person limit. Plexiglass separates workstations. Sanitizing stations are strategically placed. No media, no handshakes.
Traders are stoked. The Dow is up more than 590 points. S&P above 3,000 for the first time since early March. People ignored social distancing restrictions and guidelines to party from coast to coast over the holiday weekend. Hundreds jammed into a bar pool at Lake of the Ozarks near St. Louis. The World Health Organization is warning reopening too soon and ignoring guidelines could cause a second wave immediately.
Even countries that have seen a decline in cases must remain ready.
There is disturbing video of an attempted arrest of a black man in Minneapolis. The officers were white. CBS's Jeff Pegues.
This 10-minute video posted to Facebook overnight shows Minneapolis police officers holding down a man. One officer uses his knee to pin the man's neck down.
I can't breathe.
Some people who gathered at the scene try to help.
Stopping his breathing right there, bro.
5 minutes into the video, the man seems to be motionless, and the police officer's knee is still on his neck.
I just really just killed them.
The FBI has now joined the investigation. Now, here's CBS's Earl Barnett.
The attorney for Manfredonia's family, Michael Dolan, now pleading for PETA to turn himself in. Dolan telling CBS News the suspect had been dealing with mental health issues.
He had been struggling with anxiety and depression. He had been treated for mental health issues for years.
And that is about a senior from the University of Connecticut, suspected of killing two people before he ran away. Police have released a photograph of what they say is Manfredia walking near train tracks in rural Pennsylvania. They say he should be considered armed and dangerous. Correspondent Vicky Barker now.
No more commuting costs, no expensive temptations like cinemas, theaters, restaurants, and clothes. Some Americans are spending a lot less, but a lot of us are spending a lot more. More food for bored and hungry kids, more subscription TV for bored and antsy kids and adults.
S&P futures are up 54. This is CBS.
These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. Rocket Mortgage is with you.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I don't think I... I'm taking it...
Yeah, with Barbara from ABC News on the back of it.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Rona!
No, sorry. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. We've been talking throughout the show today about, new topic, winter sports coming back. But there was a little more positivity over the weekend. NHL seems to have things figured out as far as the 24-team tournament goes. MLB, this is kind of a drop-dead week for them. They've got to try to figure out what they want to do. And it's possible that the NBA could be playing at Disney World. And Keith Smith joins us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Keith Smith with Yahoo Sports, among others. And a couple of months ago, we talked to him. I think a lot of people, Keith, reached out to you. You had this idea as a former Disney employee. You're very familiar with the grounds. You thought, you know where the NBA could play if they're going to do a bubble thing? It could be at Disney World. It could be in Florida. And I think here's why it would work. And there's housing and accommodations and gym floors, and it would work. And now here we are 2 months later talking to you about how that may be what the NBA is going to look at. I haven't seen it anywhere else. I mean, this was entirely your idea, or at least you're the one that put it out there. Has the NBA contacted you about it, or are they just like, oh, look at that guy's idea, let's go ahead and do this? Because Keith, this looks like your idea, your wild idea coming to life.
Yeah, it is starting to look that way. As far as anybody reaching out, we did hear from the NBA after the article was published. That same day, it was published on April 16th. So while it feels like 2 months ago, it was only about a month and a half ago, but that's kind of how time works right now, right? But I all we heard from the NBA was thanks for a thoughtful and thorough idea, and that was the extent of it at that time.
But maybe if you don't write that article, we're not talking about the NBA possibly coming back.
That possibility does exist. Now, I do know the NBA has, you know, backup plans if a team was forced from its its area or, you know, anything like that. You know, what could that look like? Most of those involve more on the college type town environment where they could move into a place for a while and those kind of things. I've been told Disney was out there. It's just never been feasible because asking, you know, Disney to forego revenue and the like to house an NBA team, never mind, you know, possibly the entirety of the league at one time. It's never been a real realistic possibility, but, you know, different times call for different measures.
Tell me about, as we talked to Keith Smith again a couple of months ago, or a month and a half ago, or 5 months ago, God only knows when it was. It's dated on there somewhere, if dates still matter, I believe mid-April, but you had the idea that, hey, they could play at Disney. If the NBA is going to bring in players and do a little bubble finish to the end of the season, what kind of accommodations are there for them? And then the other thing I want to know is where they would play, because I know they have the Wide World of Sports complex. I've been there once. I watched the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have their mini camp there, I think, but I didn't see any of the basketball portion of it. How many gyms are there? What's the gym situation look like? Tell me those things from a player perspective, the main things, the housing, and then the actual games, how those are able to withstand this huge ask that the NBA may have at Disney.
Sure, yeah. On Walt Disney World property, as far as the housing portion goes, there are over 30 resorts on the property. The property is big. I don't know how many people fully grasp just how big it is. It's 39 square miles, which is twice the size of Manhattan and roughly the size of San Francisco. So it's a massive property. But, yeah, there's over 30 different hotels. 28 of those are owned and operated by Walt Disney World. And those range anywhere from the high hundreds in rooms to well over, you know, thousands into the 2,000 plus range. So there's plenty of hotel rooms. It's sounding and looking like doing some detective work that Coronado Springs, which is Disney's prime convention hotel, could be the home for where the NBA goes. There's a couple reasons for that. One, it's the only resort that you can't book in the month of July on the Walt Disney World site as of now. It is also, they have a brand new tower that just opened, which rivals really anything you would see anywhere else as far as upscale amenities for those types of things. And then the last part of that is that there is the convention space. There's over 220 square feet of convention space, which is pretty huge for, you know, if you need to, bring folks in, you're going to need meeting rooms, you're going to need workout facilities that can be built and the like there and do those sorts of things. So I think that's the housing piece. As for the Wide World of Sports complex, you're absolutely right. The Bucks did train there for a couple of years. It was where they held their training camp before the season started. It was the home of the NBA draft combine for a while. The Orlando Magic held training camp there for a little bit, and it was the spring training home for the Atlanta Braves for a number of years. For basketball facilities, there's three primary arenas. The HP Fieldhouse, which is set up and is game ready at all times. It is where they host a college basketball tournament every year over Thanksgiving. It's called the Advocare Invitational. It is a major college basketball tournament that has generally anywhere from 3 to 4 NCAA tournament teams in it. Ranked teams are there. It's a major tournament every year, Thanksgiving week. Then there's another facility called the Arena, which was primarily built for cheer and dance competitions, but can be easily configured and has been for basketball. That sounds like those two spots would be their game courts. It sounds like you'd want to have two game courts ready to go at all times. And then the third spot is called the Visa Center, which is, I liken it akin to an airplane hangar. It's this big, wide open, multi-purpose space that can be configured in any way. I've been in there when they've had as many as 12 to 15 courts set up at a time for AAU tournaments and junior NBA world championships. So I think you'd set that up as kind of the practice area and set up courts, put up dividers, partitions, be what it may be there so teams have practice space.
Are the courts like the first two that you mentioned where the college tournament is? Does it look like, I mean, I know that there's not going to be fans packed in there most likely, but does it look like a normal arena? Because I keep picturing, when I picture this in my head, I picture essentially that dream team practice that they showed on The Last Dance where, you know, Jordan and Magic Johnson and these guys are just in really a high school looking gymnasium, and that's where we're watching the NBA Finals.
Yeah, the first one, the HP Fieldhouse, it's like a mid-major college court, you know, that you see during conference tournament times and the like. Maybe something like Gonzaga's home arena. It's not massive. It's not going to, you know, see thousands of people, which clearly doesn't matter because you're not going to have, you know, any fans there. But the way it'd look is that's what it looks like. It looks like a high-level mid-major court. And then the other one is it's actually going to be, if they put a court in there, they can configure the stands around it however they want it to be. That is, again, a pretty wide open multi-purpose space that can be built out. And all these, you know, I should have mentioned this already, are all broadcast ready and are used for broadcast on a regular basis of all sorts of different sporting events. So, yeah, it's not going to look like it looks, you know, for the NBA final, but it's not going to look completely like they just plopped in a gym in the middle of nowhere and started playing.
Keith Smith joining us. He on the date was April 16th, so it was about a month ago that you penned this column, Yahoo Sports, why Walt Disney World would be the place to hold the end of the NBA season, and plans, or at least it looks like, moving forward in that regard, maybe targeting a mid-July, end of July resumption to the season. If you look at everybody coming back, you know, the Bucks would be the one seed right now, and if they go straight to the playoffs, they got to take on the Magic. They're going to have home court advantage there, Keith. But we probably still wouldn't be in the spot with fans. Can you write an article? Because here's my idea. And if the NBA's got eyes on you, I think that the other teams should be the fans. Then, if you're going to quarantine everybody, like, you should have the Clippers cheering on or rooting against the Lakers, almost like it's a state basketball tournament. Because You gotta have some ambience there, I think.
Yeah, I've heard that mentioned before. You know, if you're gonna treat it like summer league, let it be like summer league where the teams are kind of hanging out and a lot of these players show up. We hear the players all the time. What do they tell us they do on their off nights? They go home and watch League Pass during the playoffs. They go home and watch the other playoff games when they don't have a game. That's you know what these guys do. A lot of them are basketball junkies, so that's what they want to do. So I think I love that idea. It's even been mentioned one of the other possibilities that's floating around is that Disney has been in negotiations with the MLS on hosting Major League Soccer at roughly the same time, which is something that they can pull off and do. And one of the things that was said was, well, what if you put them all in the same bubble, let the soccer players go to the games if they want to when they're not playing, and vice versa, let the NBA players go to the soccer games because they're all coming out of the same bubble and are all presumably tested and safe.
Do we have an idea, as we talked to Keith Smith, Yahoo Sports, among others, do we have an idea of what the season would then look like, what the resumption would be? I know that there was a memo or a survey, a questionnaire sent out to the owners. Do you want it to be this many teams? Do you want it to go right to the regular season? Should we reseed the playoffs, which I think would be just I don't think it would make any sense to do that. I don't know why that's even an option. But do we have an idea of what it could look like with the teams that, let's say the Warriors, they've got 15 wins or whatever, would they need to go there? What do we know about what's most likely when the NBA does resume in terms of how many teams and what a playoff might look like?
Yeah, there's a couple different scenarios that are being floated around. One includes bringing all 30 teams in, having them play, having them, as far as this goes, get to the 70-game marker at least, which that 70-game marker is key because that's when the vast majority of the regional sports network contracts are fulfilled from a TV standpoint. So that would be huge because that's a lot of money that otherwise might not come into the league that would be able to come in. So that's the kind of genesis behind bringing all 30 teams there. And that there's been a lot of discussion because teams like the Warriors have basically said from a front office and coaching standpoint, we've kind of shut this season down. Well, we're done. Like we're moving on to the off season and starting to plan for next year. And that makes sense from their side. Now, from the players and the ownership side, the money piece is where, you know, the motivation comes in. Then there's been the option thrown out of just jump right into the playoffs. Should there be a mini play-in tournament for those last couple of seeds in each conference? Should it be eliminate the conferences? That's been discussed for any number of years, and it's always been rejected due to travel. You know, is this where everybody's in one site the way to go? I think we're going to learn a lot more about that this week and into next the Players Association is doing calls with all 30 teams, talking through the different ideas and what the financial implications are of each. And then the owners are going to have their Board of Governors call with Adam Silver on Friday of this week. So I think between those two things, we're going to start to get a real sense here of how this is all going to come together.
Talking with Keith Smith, Keith Smith NBA on Twitter. Is this like the last good plan? I mean, I know Adam Silver said we're going to pick from a bunch of bad options here, but if it's not this, we're going to try to find the best bad option. If it's not this, it almost seems like this has to be it. Otherwise, I don't know how the NBA finishes this season, Keith.
Yeah, I think whether it's Walt Disney World or it's another location like Las Vegas or something like that, the single site area or plan is the only way to do this. But we're seeing already different states. Some states aren't even open for players to return to practice yet. And that's, you know, still about a third of the league is in that position. So that's been really tough. And the league is, you know, very conscious of, you know, they want to keep things competitive balance as much as possible. So they don't want to have teams, if they're going to play out of their area, they'd rather have them all together, get together for, you know, a month or probably more like two and a half months, and then lock in, get this season finished, and then move on from there, because there's really no other way to make this happen, because they've really already rejected the idea of, well, they can play in their own arenas, but they're going to be empty, because they don't want people flying and traveling all over the country.
I think, you know, as a Bucks fan, I obviously want this to happen again. I want them to get a shot to finish their season. The one thing that is a bummer is if they do win it here, you know, if they do win it, we can't be there. And then, you know, we can't really congregate at the bars like we would. I know that things are sort of reopening up and there will be parties and there will be places you can go. But the big thing about Milwaukee now is we have this Deer District where right outside the stadium you can gather, and it was so fun, you know, last year when the Bucks were going through that. So it would, I think, for fans, it would be a bummer not to enjoy that. But Keith, just to get basketball back would be, I think that's the goal for everybody.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. You know, as someone who absolutely loves the sport, and selfishly, it's how I, you know, attempt to make a living. It is, it's important to me that it comes back. It's going to be different. It's going to look weird. We don't even know if media will be on site or will they, you know, be doing everything. So, in a way, so many businesses are through Zoom calls and the like for, you know, press availability and things like that. And, you know, but I'm with you. It's going to be different. And I look at it as, basketball in some form or fashion is better than no basketball at all. And as long as it's safe to do so, I'm all for it.
Keith, appreciate your time. Appreciate your article. And appreciate everything that you've been up to. Keith Smith, NBA again on Twitter. Keith, we'll talk soon. And thanks again for the time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Y'all stay safe, you and yours.
You too. Keith.
Oh, yeah, Keith.
Joining us live on the radio.
I almost just
the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Have you ever turned on your mic and as you turn it on, an unexpected sneeze just hits you? That almost happened to me, but then I remembered, didn't want to get that all over the place, so I held it in and it hurt. It hurt. My eyes are watering.
Why? Everything's over.
Oh, hey, stop. Good stuff from Keith though, because I wanted to have him on because he wrote this article and I was like, to be honest with you, with the Disney plan, I was like, that'd never work.
Yeah, it was his plan. It's like us having a dumb plan and then the NBA saying, that's a good plan.
Right.
And so they like said, hey, good job, good article. And then they just kind of took it off from there. But they certainly, as he says, they've got the infrastructure. They've got the ability to do it. The players want to play. So hopefully, you know, we'll start to see that. I think the good scenario would be all of a sudden we have too much sports to watch. Like I dream again for the day where, well, we got to talk about the Bucks. They're in the playoffs. Yeah, but the Brewers, a big series with the Cubs, with the Packers play tonight. Well, the Masters were on. You know, I look forward to those days again.
Same here.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvat. Evan Heffelfinger, yeah?
Yeah, he is here in attendance. Oh, he's making cuts of Mike Pettine. You want Mike Pettine?
And Nathaniel Hackett.
You want Nathaniel Hackett? 105.7 FM, The Fan brings you Nathaniel Hackett. Nathaniel Hackett, 6 foot, 160 pounds.
Evan, how was your complete day off yesterday?
It was fantastic. I still had to do a lot of work because Joe is, He's taken some well-deserved golf time. And so I'm filling in for him this week, and I had to start doing all the booking, getting ready for the
show. Wait, so Joe's not there today?
No, he's here today.
I'm confused at what's going on.
He's just taking a couple of golf days, which I'm doing the same in a couple of weeks, so I really can't blame him. It's been
I'm just glad everybody gets vacation.
It's been kind of a weird, wacky couple of months. You guys know?
Everybody's been working their ass off at this station, except me, so I'm glad that everybody's going to get some vacation.
Hey, you can be off anytime you want.
I love when you guys tell me this, or I love when it's like, hey, Horvath's sick, stay home. But then I do stay home, or I try to take vacation, and it's like, well, you can take vacation, get some vacation. But you can't take it in June, you can't take it in July, you can't take it in August, because Sparky's got to go to Disneyland for the 15th time, and then he's got to go to an all-day baseball tournament. Michael's is smoking cigars, riding Harleys. Joe's golfing in Arizona usually, or eating burgers. Bart, you don't even leave your house when you take... What do you do?
I go to Packer trips.
Yeah, but you're always back like the next day.
Well, I take a lot of my time off during Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I'm just being a smartass. I don't even know what I would do.
So I was listening to your guys' like amateur comedy from earlier in the hour.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, can I try some?
Yeah.
Who, sure. So you guys were talking about some different pairings that you want to see in the match.
Yeah.
How about me and my budding alcoholism? And what's the deal with face masks? That's all I got. Thanks for the time.
I got a face mask joke.
Okay.
So there's some people that don't want to wear a face mask, you know?
Right.
These are the same people that should always be wearing face masks because they're ugly.
Oh.
Ha-ha.
It's not very nice.
Felt that one.
Not
Do you know how much
nice.
More chicks I would have gotten in college if I had to wear a face mask to the bars?
Probably.
That's true, actually. You're giving me some ideas now.
I'm so glad. Imagine that being the case, though, like when you were in college.
I mean, you want to talk about a good conversation starter.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing the mask?
Because hey, I have a ridiculously ugly face.
We continue to talk sports and crap like that. When are we going to finally hit on this parallel universe stuff?
How about tomorrow? I want to bring up something else before it becomes too stale.
Well, I'm not with you tomorrow, so if you and Schmitz
Thursday.
Can hold that down. Okay, Thursday.
Oh, Cameo Challenge tomorrow, 9:30.
I'm in. I'll be here.
Okay.
Okay. All right. The Milwaukee Police Department, I don't know if you guys saw this video. There was a dude who was doing push-ups on a car.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know what street it was on.
It was Capitol.
Was it Capitol?
Yeah.
There was a dude doing push-ups on top of a car.
Yeah, I don't hate, man. He's got to get those gains, too.
The car, if it was on Capitol, it was probably going anywhere from 30 to 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, probably.
And he was doing push-ups on top of the car, and, like, the cops are looking for him.
Yeah.
Which, I just wanted to know what the dumbest thing you guys have ever done in a car is.
You ever had to go to the bathroom really bad?
Yes.
You ever fill up the water bottles and then run out of water bottle to fill up?
No.
Yeah.
Because I see this video of this guy. So a guy in Milwaukee is doing push-ups on top of a car as it's driving. And this is nothing new to me coming from Fond du Lac. We did risky things on cars all the time. What? Now, what I used to do is, and now I cheated a little bit because I wore a helmet, a motorcycle helmet, and I'd usually jump into the snow, but we would drive through neighborhoods and I would be perched in the passenger car side and I would jump out of the car into the snowbank at like 30 miles an hour.
Wow. Evan, what's yours?
And
I thought that was over.
No, but then there were other guys that we had one guy in our class that was on top of a car, put his arms, he was a lengthy man. So he put one arm, he hooked it through the driver's side and one arm through the passenger side, and the car went 100 miles an hour on a country road, and he was on top of it. So that's even more dangerous than this guy.
You guys are wild. Evan, what
Fond
about you? What's the craziest
Fond
thing you've ever done? In a car or on top of a car?
In, on, under.
I'm not going to answer that, but I'll say that the weirdest thing I did was I went 5 over one time when I was driving. Because I don't want to give you an actual answer.
Why did you do it with someone?
No.
I'd never be able to concentrate.
I work in radio, Bart. You should know better.
I never liked that.
What, car stuff?
Yeah, I got to concentrate on the road, man.
What if it's parked?
I always worry. I don't know. I worry like the Rex Ryan situation. Cop comes by and sees I'm in defeat.
I told you about when I made out with my high school girlfriend in a car.
Yeah, I remember it really good when you told the story, too.
So don't tell it again.
Yeah. But what if I want to hear it?
Yeah, no, I don't remember it, so tell it again.
Oh, we just made out, but I parked at a middle school and made out in my parents' van. And the cops came by and knocked on the door.
And they were like, we don't want to interrupt. This is probably his.
No, like, what are you guys doing? I said, I'm like kissing a girl for the first time ever.
Yeah.
In the middle seat of a 92 Chevy purple van.
That's the excuse you gave?
And he goes, I need your information. So he took down my information. And I came home. And because I thought I was going to get in big trouble.
Right.
And the cops took my information.
Right.
So I came home. I said, hey, Mom, talked to any good cops lately? She said, what are you talking about? Okay, nothing. And then the next day, I canceled all my plans, and I sat by the phone just in case.
Would your parents have been mad at you?
No. They'd be like, oh, I guess Bart is straight.
You just, okay. on that note, we got to wrap up, but I do have some sports news. Hashtag sports news, not breaking, so no breaking news report.
I also have some breaking news, by the way.
Major League Baseball owners holding a phone call today and are expected to vote on a formal financial proposal before sending it to the Players Union for their consideration. Folks are expecting a gap to remain, but seem cautiously optimistic in advance of the presentation.
Cautiously optimistic. Great.
All right, we're wrapping up here. What do you got, Evan? Anything
so,
better?
So, apparently, my podcast with Sam Schmitz and Dan Plucker is featured on Bleacher Report's Bucks page right now.
Really?
Why?
I don't know. We didn't even talk Bucks this time. We talked some Last Dance and some returning of sports, but it has 7 likes on it, and it's like it's featured on the Bleacher Report Bucks section.
Now, what you do is you call Bleacher Report, and you get your money for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too excited. They steal work all the time.
I'm just happy that like more than one person listens to it.
I listen to it every week.
Thank you.
How much time
seconds.
Do we got?
We got 40 seconds.
Oh, okay, I was just getting nervous.
I thought we were going to get like, the NBA is returning. But all I had was some Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and Evan's for you. Evan, don't you realize that the reach of 105.7FMTheFan.com is far bigger than Bleacher Report?
That is true. I know. I mean, that fan on demand feature, plus the radio.com app, which is free, it's kind of a no brainer.
Yep, 15 seconds. Get me
all home. Right, I'm going to watch some German soccer. We'll be back tomorrow. Horvat in Bill's chair tomorrow. So looking forward to all that. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.